The Selfish Path to Romance. Download Chapter 1 for free at drkenner.com.
Here's a question I received from somebody who cannot stop crying. A guy who cannot stop crying. And he's going into the military. What does he do? He doesn't want to break down and cry, obviously, in the army. Of all places, you just can't see a nice, strong guy sitting there and then bursting into tears. You know, he'd feel totally humiliated. So let's see what his issue is and see if you can figure out what you do differently or what advice you would give him to help him. Dear Dr. Kenner, I am not really an emotional person. I never cry over films or sad things or deaths. The only time I cry is when my parents and I are arguing. I cry from frustration with them. I never cry when I'm frustrated with other things. I just get frustrated or angry. I am going to join the army soon. So I want to stop this stupid problem. I don't want to cry and humiliate myself. I have tried everything to stop crying. Deep breaths, biting my tongue, walking away and coming back, thinking of something else, pinching myself. These only stall the tears for about a minute and then I'm sobbing. I can't hold it in either. I have absolutely zero control. How can I control my tears or at least hold them until we finish the argument and I'm away from my parents? Thank you. I really appreciate this. Mark. Mark, you know, when I heard that, I have so many different comments. But the first comment I have is that when you say you're not really an emotional person, that's not a tribute to you. We don't want to be overly emotional and obviously cry at the drop of a hat and not be able to not feel like we're just leaking emotions, whether it's anger or anxiety or whatnot. But we also don't want to deaden our emotions. If we see something very sad, a death of a best friend or a family member that you loved, if you don't love the family member, sometimes people cheer. They had an abusive parent that died, and surprise, surprise, they don't feel any sorrow. They may feel good riddance. But if you truly have the capacity to value, whether it's a loved pet or someone that you, a grandparent that you love, or a film that really touches you, let yourself feel the emotions. Now, if you don't want to cry in public, you can hold it and let yourself experience it later, because that's letting yourself breathe emotionally. So let's get to your parents. So that's just my pitch for saying emotions aren't bad things. Getting rid of emotions would be like getting rid of all your happiness, not only all your anger and sadness and frustration, but all of your happiness and joy and all of those, yay, I did it, or wow, is this fabulous, or man, this is sexy. You want to keep those emotions vibrant in yourself. So now, why is it that you only cry with your parents when you're arguing and you just feel totally frustrated with them? You can't get through to them. Well, one of the things that crossed my mind was actually, if your parents are unreachable or if you don't know how to reach them, number one, the problem may be you. You may not know the proper communication skills to reach your parents, and you can get some books on communication. You can get assertiveness books. You can go to my website, drkenner.com, or you can also, there's a book that I haven't put up there, Difficult Conversations, that's a very good book also. So you could arm yourself so that you can learn the skills and draw your parents out, hear their arguments more, try to understand them from their point of view, and then let them know you understood them, then tell your point of view, and you may feel less frustrated. If they are parents, if you are very unlucky and have parents who are totally out there, totally irrational, and out to frustrate you and destroy you, then you need to know that it's your parents that do this and you got unlucky, but that not every adult or not every person in the army, every supervisor in the army will be that unreasonable. And so you want to help yourself not draw the conclusion that everybody is like that. This is something that a a quote from Atlas Shrugged by Ayn Rand, my favorite book. She said, "You know, I think that the only real moral crime that one man can commit against another is the attempt to create, by his words or actions, an impression of the contradictory, the impossible, the irrational, and thus shake the concept of rationality in his victim." If that's true with your parents, that you feel frustrated and you cry because you can't get through to them, realize you may not be able to get through to them, but write in a diary how you feel, at least for yourself, talk to a friend, and don't let anybody shake the concept of rationality in your life.
For more Dr. Kenner podcast, go to drkenner.com and please listen to this ad.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by psychologist Drs. Kenner and Locke.
Just as with any important goal in life, don't be passive when searching for a partner. True, someone might just come along, but there's no guarantee of this. It's better to be proactive. Proactive doesn't mean desperate. Desperation will tempt you to move too fast, and disappointment is likely. There are many ways to meet people: through friends and acquaintances, through work, through organizations you belong to, during singles activities, through professional dating or matchmaking services, or through personal ads in magazines, newspapers, or online. The internet has proven to be a tremendous boon to people looking for romantic partners. It is replacing some conventional dating services.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com, and you can buy The Selfish Path to Romance at amazon.com.